Hello, this is Dr. Paula Fillingham with How to Get on the Financial Fast Track. Much of the material I'll be using is contributed by Robert T. Kiyosaki from his Cash Flow Quadrant book, and I highly recommend that you get this. It's his Rich Dad's Guide to Financial Freedom. And this is his story. He said, I had two dads. One was my real dad, and the other my best friend's dad. One was highly educated and the other a high school dropout. One was poor and the other rich. Whenever I was asked the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? My highly educated but poor dad always recommended, go to school, get good grades, and then find a safe, secure job. Poor dad was recommending that I choose to become either a highly paid E, which is an employee, or a high paid S, self-employed professional, such as a medical doctor, lawyer, or accountant. My poor dad was very concerned about a steady paycheck, benefits, job security. That is why he was a high-paid government official, the head of education for the state of Hawaii. My rich but uneducated dad, on the other hand, offered very different advice. He recommended go to school, graduate, build businesses, and become a successful investor. This information is for people who are ready to move beyond job security and begin to achieve financial security. It is not an easy life's path, but the prize at the end of the journey is worth the journey. It is the journey to financial freedom. Robert Kiyosaki said, Rich Dad told me a simple story when I was 12 years old that has guided me to great wealth and financial freedom. And it is this. Once upon a time, there was this quaint little village. It was a great place to live, except for one problem. The village had no water unless it rained. To solve this problem once and for all, the village elders decided to put out a bid to the contractors to have water delivered to the village on a daily basis. Two people volunteered to take on the task, and the elders awarded the contract to both of them. They felt that a little competition would keep prices low and ensure a backup supply of water. The first of the two people who won the contract, Ed, immediately ran out, bought two galvanized steel buckets, and began running back and forth, along the trail to the lake, which was a mile away. He immediately began making money as he labored morning to dusk, hauling water from the lake with his two buckets. He would empty them into the large concrete holding tank the village had built. Each morning he had to get up before the rest of the village awoke to make sure there was enough water for the village when it wanted it. It was hard work, but he was very happy to be making money and for having one of the two exclusive contracts for this business. The second winning contractor, Bill, disappeared for a while. He was not seen for months, which made Ed very happy since he had no competition. Ed was making all the money. Instead of buying two buckets to compete with Ed, Bill had written a business plan, created a corporation, found four investors, employed a president to do the work, and returned 6 months later with a construction crew. Within a year, his team had built a large volume stainless steel pipeline which connected the village to the lake. At the grand opening celebration, Bill announced that his water was cleaner than Ed's water. Bill knew there had been complaints about dirt in Ed's water. Bill also announced that he could supply the village with water 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Ed could only deliver water on the weekdays. He didn't work on weekends. Then Bill announced that he would charge 75% less than Ed did for this higher quality and more reliable source of water. The village cheered and ran immediately for the faucet at the end of Bill's pipeline. In order to compete, Ed immediately lowered his rates by 75%, bought two more buckets, added covers to his buckets, and began hauling four buckets each trip. In order to provide better service, he hired his two sons to give him a hand for the night shift and on the weekends. When his boys went off to college, he said to them, hurry back, because someday this business will belong to you. For some reason, after college, his two sons never returned. Eventually, Ed had employees and union problems. The union was demanding higher wages, better benefits, and wanted its members to only haul one bucket at a time. Bill, on the other hand, realized that if this village needed water, other villages must need water too. He rewrote his business plan and went off to sell his high-speed, high-volume, low-cost, clean water delivery system to villages throughout the world. He only makes a penny per bucket of water delivered, but he delivers billions of buckets of water every day. Regardless if he works or not, billions of people consume billions of buckets of water, and all that money pours into his bank account. Bill had developed a pipeline to deliver money to himself as well as water to the villages. Bill lived happily ever after, and Ed worked hard for the rest of his life and had financial problems forever after. The end. Close quote. That story about Bill and Ed, Robert said, has guided me for years. It has assisted me in my life's decision-making process. I often ask myself, am I building a pipeline or hauling buckets? Am I working hard or am I working smart? And Robert said, the answers to those questions have made me financially free. Then Robert asks, are you tired of hauling buckets and ready to build pipelines for cash to flow into your pockets?